This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Pulse, bringing you the latest in the music world and fresh new music, just like the one you heard previously, Addicted, a new one by Georgia Smith. Okay, and now we'd like to go into a little segment that we like to call...
By the way, British tabloids are reporting that Liam Gallagher and Noel Gallagher from Oasis have launched a film company together, pointing to the possibility of an Oasis biopic soon. These rumours are gaining more and more traction in the last couple of months because they have got a new company, film company called Cosmic Kite, and according to reports, both the Gallagher brothers are listed as the company directors alongside Alex McKinley from the Oasis management company Ignition. And it is rumoured that Liam and Noel are planning to bring a potentially lucrative Oasis movie to the silver screen, telling their story of their humble upbringing in alongside Manchester up until their lives as full-blown rock stars. But right now, actually, I'm not too sure if this is going to happen. It's all up in the air at the moment, but the Gallagher brothers, well, Liam more than Noel, did say in a tweet recently that he's about to be a movie star, so that's that. And the thing is, we have already seen a Oasis documentary called Supersonic from 2016, and that's quite an in-depth look on the band's dynamic rise to fame, their sibling rivalry that we all know about, and a lot more. So we'll see if this comes to light, but keep your eyes peeled to a possible Oasis biopic.
I haven't been following Oasis that much, but are they still friends? Are they still fighting or are they friends?
Right.
What's going on?
As of 2020, they were still fighting, and then reports surfaced that they buried the hatchet and they've been okay again by Christmas, because Christmas is when brothers meet, right? Families get together and stuff.
Or maybe for the right price,
yep.
After they struck the deal, who knows?
Yep.
By the way, my next piece of news is a car news. Yes, I know this is not a car show. Cruise Control happened at 8 p.m. earlier, but Lexus just debuted their Lexus IS Wax Edition car, and it features a full-sized, fully functioning turntable in the glove compartment.
Wow.
Yeah, a full-sized turntable in the glove compartment of the car. Lexus shot a video series for this. Well, it's more of an ad with producers and DJs, Matt Lip and Kay Trinada, who I'm pretty sure it didn't take long to convince them to hop on this campaign. I mean, a turntable in a car in 2021.
Sounds sweet.
Yeah, but Lexus also teamed up with the duo to create a new double single on vinyl. I think they're making all the right moves, but unfortunately, it was specially made just for the ad, and this turntable in the car will probably be just a one-off. You could call it a PR stunt, because all they wanted to show was that their glove compartment is so big that you could actually fit a turntable in it. We were all bamboozled. In the past, some cars like Cadillacs have built-in record players that could play 45s, but only the rich like George Harrison and Muhammad Ali were photographed using it. They were the only ones that could afford it.
Probably.
But in all seriousness, though, I don't think it's that practical, because how do you change the sides of the vinyl when you're done with side A? And if, let's say, the needle skips...
At a bump, right?
Yeah, it'd be pretty dangerous to try to adjust the stylus while you're driving at the same time. And if you parked your car under the sun, like, takkan all your records will just be in the hot car.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a great idea for a picnic at a car park somewhere. You drive all the way to
windows rolled down,
right? And you park, nice view overlooking, Kuala Lumpur skyline or what, and then just a record playing from your glove compartment.
Doesn't seem that practical.
Yeah, definitely not. But still a good idea for an ad, definitely.
Yeah.
And by the way, this came up on The Guardian, reports on the UK's vinyl sales rising. So the COVID lockdown seems to have increased sales of music on vinyl and is slated to overtake total number of CD sales this year for the first time since 1987. The research is by UK's music industry body, BPI, and they have attributed this to a pandemic buying habit that's been, well documented across the world since many of us have started shopping online as lockdown restrictions shut down record stores for much of last year. But from the list of popular albums purchased during lockdown, it seems like many have been buying classic albums compared to more modern sounds. And this is quite interesting, because reissuing old music seems to be a surefire hit for many record labels. Mm-hmm. Right? They know consumers would choose familiarity over at least with music. This report listed a few best-selling vinyl titles from last year, and here they are. Number one highest-selling vinyl record in the UK is Fleetwood Mac's Rumours.
Yeah, not surprising.
Yeah, that's from 1977, but you know, this is quite possibly due to the viral TikTok video made by that American dad cruising on his longboard to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Yep.
Another record that sold a lot last year is Oasis' What's the Story, Morning Glory, another old record from 1995, and also Amy Winehouse 2006 Back to Black, which is, you know, no doubt a great record.
No Taylor Swift?
Not yet, right? there were some modern records that sold a lot last year as well. Kylie Minogue's Disco, Harry Styles' Fine Line, and also, yeah, AC/DC's comeback album Power Up from last year also sold great numbers in the UK. But I think this can be somewhat reflected in the Malaysian market as well. I think vinyl record stores have been doing well with their online sales as well. It seems to be like a global trend.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so, you know, did you guys buy any records during lockdown? And if you did, what were they? Let us know. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or get us on WhatsApp at
018-789-8899.
Yes, that's the number. Sorry, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I did buy a lot of records during lockdown. I think I was one of those that part of the statistics. And I also somehow did buy older records compared to new ones. Yeah,
I bought new-ish records that were kind of old as well. I mean, okay, it was about 4 years old. Is it considered old if it's 4 years old?
Kind of new, I think so.
But I bought it because of the Bandcamp Friday sale, where a lot of the profits actually goes directly to the artist. It felt good to spend at that point of time.
Yeah, that's right. So that's our quick fire news roundup, by the way. And we'll see more developments in the news in the music world in the coming weeks.
Yep, closing off tonight's Pulse episode with a new one from the band Mr. Twin Sister. I have to say that I'm very happy that they're still alive. I mean, that they're still around and still making music, because they're one of those where I think they're criminally underrated. This one comes from their double single, Diary/Expressions, and you're going to hear one that I think is very heavily inspired by definitely Nile Rodgers and, strangely enough, Diana Ross.
Nice.
Check it out, Mr. Twin Sister, Expressions, right here on The Pulse. See you next week, same time, same place. I'm Off Newting together with
Ali Johan. Good night.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.